When you hear the name John Deere, you might think of tractors. However, that is to think in modern terms. Today, I'll take you on a visit to Deere's blacksmith shop to visit with a man who shares his story with visitors just about every day. It's next on the American Countryside.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
When you hear the name John Deere, you might think of tractors. However, the actual man, John Deere, lived in a different time.
I always tell people, if John Deere were run over by a tractor, he'd say, "What was that?" Because he had been gone 32 years by the time the company got into one.
Today, Rick Trahan portrays the role of John Deere, working in Deere's old blacksmith shop in Grand Deterre, Illinois.
He died in 1886. He would have seen the evolution up through walking plows into longer moldboarded plows for prairie plows. The sulky plow or riding plow came along around 1875.
But he never lived to see a tractor actually pull one of those plows. Yet it was his plow design that propelled his company to success.
Was it the shape of his plow that made the difference? Was it because it was steel versus cast iron that made the difference? Or was it because he polished it on a sandstone grinding wheel? And I have to say, yes, yes, and yes.
The combination helped conquer the gumbo soils of the area. Rick and three other blacksmiths are employed by John Deere to work here at the place the company traces its roots.
We represent the trade of the founder of the company. The shop you're in right now, this is a 1-inch equals 1-inch scaled replica of John Deere's original shop. In the museum is the actual floor of his original shop.
You can catch Rick working around the anvil, sharing stories with visitors, and living the life of his company's founder here in the small farming village.
We've come from one man, one anvil, one plow, to 182 years later, this global enterprise, and we're feeding the world, and it all started right here in Grand Deterre, Illinois.
Traveling the countryside in Grand Deterre, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.